Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're on Daf Yud. Okay, so like I said, today's Daf Yud Aleph. We're in the bottom of Yud Aleph. We're actually a little behind. Today's Shir is sponsored by Brachy and Kerry Norensberg, Lulu Mishmas, Moshe Dov, Ben Shaul Pinchas. So we're up to Vahamanis Onis. Vahamanis Onis. I don't know, it's smack in the middle of the big fat section at the bottom half of the oven. So the Gemara says, Vahamanis Onis, what do you want from Paul Lot? He was an Onis. He was drunk. Like we said, his daughters were giving them free. Why? They were doing the Elohim Shabbat. They're trying to save the world, trying to repopulate the world. Lot's a no good nick. So what do you want from Lot? The guy was drunk. He's an Onis. The Gemara says, no. Tana Mishra Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Choni, Lama Nakud Al Vav She'u Bikuma Shel Bechira. Why is there a dot on top of the Vav? And he got up, speaking by the older daughter, Lama Lach, to tell you, She'bishikha Lo Yada. When he went to sleep, when he lied down with her, he had no clue. Why did he have no clue that it was his daughter? Because he was stone drunk. Avol Bikuma Yada. After he already got up, he realized what had happened. So Gemara says, if true, we might have a little mevad, might have a hava. So what do you want for the poor guy? It happened already. Afterwards, after he woke up, he realized, oh my goodness, I was with my own daughter. So, but it was an one still. So the Gemara says, no, nafkamina dilipanya achrina lo ibayale le mishte. So the next night, he shouldn't have gotten drunk. He sees what his daughters are up to. They're getting a drunk to do this. He shouldn't have done it. So he's faulted for it. The daughters, they had l'shem shemayim. Why? Because they thought there's no more left in the world. Doris Rabba, my definitive, what does it mean when it says, Och nishpa mikiryas oz, umidyonim kivriach armon, oz nishpa mikiryas oz zelot, shepirish mi Abraham. He separated from Abraham. And umidyonim kivriach armon, that shehitil midyonim, he made disputes, contention, bein Yisrael Amon, between Yisrael and Amon. Shenemar lo yavi Amoni imovi b'chal Hashem. Darash Rava, Vitamer of Yitzchak, by the Siv, what does anyone say? Ulataiva Yivakesh Nifrat. Ubachal Tushia Yitzkala, Ulataiva Yivakesh Yifra, Delot. That's Lot, because of his Taiva, She Nifrat me Avraham. He separated from Avraham to go chase after Avera. Ubachal Tushia Yitzkala, that means Shenizgala Kolono, that we highlight his embarrassment. The Batei Knesios, the Batei Midrashos, Barun Yeshivas, did not, like we learned. Amoni Umuavi Asurin Isser Olam. They can never become part of the Kahal, the males. V'amar Ula, I don't know what this is doing here. Tamar Zinsa. Tamar had relations with Yehuda. V'Zimri Zinsa. And Zimri had relations with Cosby Bastur. Tamar Zinsa, Zimena Malachim Nevi'im. She does that act. What does she have? She has the Mashiach, Malachim Mashiach, the kingdom. Right? That all comes from Yehuda. All comes from Tamar. Zimri did that, and Naflu Kamer Ravavos Misrael. And what happened? 24,000 Jews died. What's that doing here? Because to show that Tamar acted with Shemayim, and this person is a stam. Right. Okay. Amar Vlachim Bayitzchak, Gedola Avera Lishma, Mi Mitzvah Shelo Lishma. An Avera Lishma is greater than a Mitzvah Dar and Shelo Lishma. Well, an Avera Lishma is a very, very difficult concept. You have to be a certain person on a certain Madrega to do a Avera Lishma. But not every person, not every yachid sitting around today in the year 2010 can go commit a veris l'shma. You have to be a certain person. Who could do that? You have to be a certain person that can do a veris l'shma. What? Right? You can't, it's not everybody. Well, the Gemara says it's a very difficult statement. What do you mean a veris l'shma? No, that's not what it means. It means that a veris l'shma. I'm doing an avera. It's like Robin Hood. I'm doing an avera, but I have a better purpose to do it. So we never say that's mutter. Right? Not only is the word mutter, it's better than doing a mitzvah. Right. So stop a guy. They give a quarter to the bum in the subway. It's a mitzvah. It's not lishma. Right? An avera lishma is better than a mitzvah. I'm going to go into the house of ill repute, but I'm going to go there for kira purposes. It's an avera lishma. It's better than a mitzvah shelo lishma. Right? The Gemara says it's better. It's hard to understand how that's better. Yes, like I said, it's not for everybody. How do you know that? It's from the pasuk. It's from Yael. Yael did that. Yael invites Sisra into her tent, commits all sorts of Isra with him, but the purpose of him is to kill him. Now what? Right. But we believe that he did nothing wrong. That's not an Aveir Lishma. We believe that Yaakov did nothing wrong. What? But we believe Yaakov did nothing wrong. Here, Yaal was with a guy. Right? Why? Why'd she do it? Because of Aveir Lishma. She did it. I'm doing it Aveir, but I have a better reason.
That's what the Gemara is
going to say. That's what the Gemara is going to say. So, how do you know? Shenemar, Tevorach, Minashim, Yaal, Eshet, Chefer, Akani, Minashim, Te'ol, Bevorach. In other words, Yaal better than the women in the tent. Who were the women in the tent? The Imahos, my Ninu, who are they? Nashim Ba'ol, Sar, Rivka, Rachel, Valeo. Yaal's better than them. Well, how do you know? Aini, is that true? From Yehudim Arab, Lol, Yasek, Adam, Torah, Mitzvah, Afil, Shalol, Lishma. Better to do Mitzvah, even Shalol, Lishma. Why? Shemitov, Shalol, Lishma, Bal, Lishma. You're doing it, who knows why? The reasons will come. So you're right. Ema, Kim, Mitzvah, Shalol, Lishma. It's not better, but just as good. It's not better, it's just as good. Amr of Yochanan, Sheva B'ilos, Vol, Oso, Rasha, B'Oso, Shah. 7 times. Yaal had relations with Sisra that day. 7 times. Shinemar, Bein Raglea, Kara, Nafal, Shachav. There are 7 words over there. Right? Kara, Nafal, Shachav, seven words over there. And what do you mean? It's an illusion 7 times. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. How could you tell me that she so praised V'hakamet Hanya Me'aveira, but Lamaisa Yaal had enough from that? Amr of Yochanan, Mishra Mishra Ben Yechai, Afilu Tovatam Shal Rishayim, Rahi Eitzel Tzadikim. Right? Even the good of a Hana, of a Rasha, is considered evil in the eyes of a Tzadik, and therefore she had no Hana at all. That is that story. Again, you can spend hours on this memoir, trying to figure out what that means, right? But we're already behind. Today's talk is huge. Amr of Yehuda Marav, it's another one of these. You can spend so much time on this memoir. Olam Yasak Adam, B'Torah Uba Mitzvah, Afilu Shalol Lishma, Shemitok Shalol Lishma, Bal Lishma. Where we learn that out from? Balak. Shebitzchar, Arboeb, Ushnayim, Karbanos, Shehikriv, Balak, Harasha. Keneged the 42 Karbanos that Balak brought with the intention of destroying Klal Yisrael. But he did, but he brought Karbanos. You hear this? Zacha, Vyatza, men a Rus. What was it? Zacha, the Rus should be descendant of Balak. Right? We have a tradition that Rus was a descendant of Balak. So basically, the father of Mashiach is Balak, right? Because he's Rus's grandfather, right? Who's his guy? Well, he brought Karbanos. Yeah, but he brought them to destroy Klal Yisrael, right? He brought them to appease the gods to destroy Klal Yisrael. But he still brought Karbanos, so we're going to give him a pat on the back, and we're going to give him Rus. Right? We can spend a lot of time on this Gemara. The Amar of Yossi Bar Yechanina, Rus Bas Beno Shel Eglon, she was the granddaughter of Eglon. I don't know if it means the actual granddaughter or just a descendant. Ben Beno Shel Balak Melech Moab. Right? Another a descendant. So that's where she comes from. Right. Very difficult Gemara. What does that mean? Very difficult. Amar of Chia Bar Abba Amar of Yochanan, Menayin She'ena Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekapeach. Afilu Sicha. Listen to this Gemara. How do you know that Hashem doesn't hold back? Afilu Sicha Na'ah. Even night talk. Hashem gives reward for everything. Even you talk night. How do you know that? But not that it's utter talk. It's night talk. Hello, you say night. Mehaka from over here. Dilu Bechira Kriya Moab. The older daughter calls her son Moab, which means Me'ab. Meaning she's advertising to the world that this is an incestuous relationship. She's advertising. This boy was my father's the father. Right? She's advertising that. Amale Rachmana Lamoshe, the Torah says to Moshe, Al Tatzeres Moav, Al Titzkarban Milchama. Don't start up with Moav during a war. Meaning, Milchama Huzalo. Right? In a war you can't. But Hatzure Tarini, but stam to bother them, that's mutter. The Ilu Hatzira, but the younger one, Kairi Ben Ami, she was a little more discreet. And she called the son Ben Ami. She married some fourth cousin, you know, it's in the family, my nation. It's much more discreet. Amale al tzur al tizkabam klal. You can never bother them. Afilu tzure lo. Even stam out of war, you can't bother them. Why? She was more discreet. We treat them a little nicer. See, Hashem doesn't hold back. Amar b'chiver avin amar b'shur ben karcha. Another one. Olam yaktim adam l'dvar mitzvah. You should always give precedence to someone who does mitzvah. Shebitzchar laila achas shekidma b'chiver l'tzira. Because the older daughter decided to do this, again, she did L'Shem Shemayim. She thought the world was destroyed. So what is she going to do? She's going to do low. She says, I'm going to go, I'll be the first one. I'll do the first night. Zachta ukidamta arba doros lamalchus. She beats out the younger daughter and has four generations of kings. What does that mean? The four generations are, we're getting to Ruth. Right, so Ruth comes from Moab. So who are the four generations? Oved. 1 minute. Oved, Yishai, David. Right? It's three, and then she's the fourth. Right, and so to go, it goes to David. And what about Ammon? So Ammon, the Gemara says over here, the Rashi says it, that one more generation was when Shlomo married the woman from Ammon. What's her name? Her name is Nama HaAmonis. When Shlomo HaMelech married Nama HaAmonis, who, by the way, I believe the Gemara Rashi says over here that Rechavam came from her, so the continuation of the Malchus Beis David comes from Ammon also, but that waited a generation. That was Shlomo's doing. Ruth is...
What? Wait a couple of generations.
No, it's one more.
Okay.
Whatever, Moab is David, and I was like, Ammon is... Right. And then...
A couple of generations over...
One more generation. Because David's son of Shlomo, and Shlomo married a woman from Ammon. So it's one generation further, and that continues the chain of the Malachim. Because that's this. Her, she's the mother of Rechava. No? Right. But no, but we're saying when do we see the result of when's the payback? The payback is an Oved, the payback is David. No. So then we wait four generations for the payback. Why? Oved wasn't the king, Yishai wasn't the king, David becomes the king. And then Ammon gets paid back the next generation.
I also thought that.
The Rashi says no. That's why it's four generations. We wait four generations for the payback. Ruth does a great thing. She becomes a Jew, right? And when's the payback? The payback is when David becomes the king, which is a bunch of generations later. Ammon gets paid back a generation after that when Shlomo marries a woman from Ammon who has a Rechavam who continues the chain. Okay? We have 20 minutes to do that. Okay, 10 minutes each side. Okay? Good? Very good. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. It says, Me'am Ha'aret. That, back to Hari. It says, Me'am Ha'aret. This is talking about a Yachid who has to bring the Karban Chatos. A Yachid who brings the Karban Chatos. This is the Makar that we've been saying since like last week. How do you know that a Kohen Gadol does not bring a Karban Chatos? How do you know that? We've been saying that all along. The only time he brings a Karban Chatos is if there's a Horah. But if there's no Horah, he doesn't bring a Karban Chatos. How do you know that? Right here, this pasuk. It says, I'll read the whole pasuk. It says, Vehevi Karbono, Tiras Ezim. No, I'm sorry. The pasuk before that. It's in Perek Dalet and Vayikra, pasuk Chav Zayin. It says, V'yem Nefesh Achas Techeteh, Bishkaga. If somebody will do a Shogeg, Me'am Ha'aret. But those words are totally extra. If somebody will make a mistake, somebody from the land. Those words are extra. Says the Gemara, it's a drasha, be'am ha'aretz, prat l'mashiach, that excludes a kohen gadol. And also, me'am ha'aretz, prat l'nasi, also excludes a melech. We're gonna change that. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Falo kfar yatsu, mashiach, lidon, bipar. But it's already been excluded to tell me that a kohen gadol, right, gets a par, and a nasi lidon bishair, and a melech gets a goat, right? They're already different. A melech's already different. He brings a seir, not a kibsa or seira. He brings a seir. A melech is a kohen gadol is already different, because if he does bring something, he brings a par. It's already different. So Gemara says, Yachal, I would have thought. Mashiach, al helam davar, im shigat maitse may be par. When does the kohen gadol bring a par? Only if there's a hurrah first. Al shigat maitse luchudei, but if he makes a mistake, stam, without a hurrah first, stam mistake. Right? Maybe, kibsa utsi'ira, he should bring a regular carbon chata, talmud lomer, me'ama ored, prat le mashiach, to exclude a kohen gadol, And the Am Haaretz pratlanasi, and the Am Haaretz also excludes a melech. Now wait a minute, we just explained the Mashiach. So Tina Mashiach. That makes sense, we just explained the Korin Gadol. Elanasi, Shigas Maisi, Hud Maisi. He does bring a carbon if he makes a mistake. He does. So he's already excluded, he's already different because he brings a different animal. What's the second exclusion over here? It's Amr of Zvid Vishmei Derava. Definitely wait, listen to this one. Hakla Maiskinan. He ate half a chelev when he was a hedyot. A kzayis, right. Then vinis mana. Then he became the melech. Then ba'achakach noda. Then he realized. That's the I would have thought. Nase kispa usiira. He should bring a kevet or a goat, right? Kavash malan. Therefore it says, Ama aret. He does not bring such an animal. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Isn't that a machlokas for yesterday? That's good according to Rabbi Shimon, who said that a melech is judged by when he finds out about his mistake. El Rabban does the bunch of chet, Michael Neymar, but the Rabban holds it go after the chet. So what are you going to say about that? So you're right. El Amar Zvid, Mishmei Derava, Hacha Mayaskin, you know what's going on over here? Kigon Shacha, Kazayas, Chati Kazayas Chelet, Kishu Hedyot. Hey, half a Kazayas, when he was a regular person. Then Nishmana. Then he became a Nazi. Then Uishlimu. Now, another half of Kizayas. Betoch Kedach Yelach Prat. You hear this? He's eating lunch. He's a half of Kizayas. They come tell him he's the king. They just got promoted. Now, okay, thank you. When he finishes the other half of Kizayas, then someone tells him, by the way, that's not kosher. You made a big mistake. That was for the dog food.
Yeah, but that's not a hurry issue. That's just Sam Chantan. It's Sam Shogun, right?
What?
It's not a hurry issue.
It's a harvest issue because a melech brings a different animal.
Right,
so here, he ate half when he was not a melech, and half when he was a melech. So there's a combined...
It's pure shogeg.
Right. Pure shogeg, exactly. V'yachakach nozolo. Now, obviously, now that he finished eating the other half of kazayit, he's a melech now. Now, someone tells him, by the way, you just ate the dog food. So, something that doesn't mean I would have thought, mitzarev, right? It's mitzarev in Eitzi, kiv to usi'ira, so let him bring the carbon when he was a head yoke. Kamash, well, no, we don't say that. Me'am ha'aretz. Only a regular person does that, not a king.
He
might bring nothing. I think it's a machlokes if he brings anything or he brings nothing.
Why, the king doesn't bring a shogeg?
What?
The king you don't bring for a shogeg?
You do, you bring a different animal. So the Gemara is asking, do you bring the animal as a head yoke? That's where it started. The Gemara says, no, he doesn't bring it as a head yoke. So does he bring it as a melech? That I don't know.
So when's the inauguration? The next day?
When what?
Inauguration?
Right. After launch. Now, this next question, I don't know what this question means. Vayminei Rava Meir of Nachman, Nisius Mao Shetapsik. Does becoming a king break up? I don't know what that means. We just said we don't know. Kigon, Sha'acha Chasi Chelos Kizayas Kishu Hedyot. He ain't half a Kizayas when he was a Hedyot. Nismana, he becomes appointed. V'avar V'Hishlimu. Now he eats the other half. So didn't we just say 2 seconds ago that we don't have an answer to this question? I don't know what the Gemara is asking.
No, the Avar means he's not anymore. It's a different.
No.
He ate when he was down, then he became an Asi, and then the Avar, then he became...
What, a second later?
Yeah, then he's
and then this is all happening, talk to Dashiel as crap?
I don't know, you're saying...
He gets appointed, then he retires? Oh, that's a good, okay.
The Avar, this is a different situation.
The Avar, then he becomes, I don't want the job.
Yeah, whatever,
right? And then, let me finish eating lunch.
All within 9 minutes.
That all happens. Okay.
No, you're saying it's today.
There has to be. Has to be. Okay. Otherwise, it's not called achila.
Okay.
If it's not kedei achila, it's not called achila. So the Gemara says, Hasam, in the case you just had, would not where he doesn't want the job, who the lo mitzarev, it doesn't combine. Why? Tachal palga, kishu hedyot. Kehair, when he was a hedyot. Upalga, kishu nafi. Avalhacha, but over here, indi kishu hedyot achla. He ate both when he was a hedyot. Why? Because he said he doesn't want the job. Dimitzare, does it combine? Odilma or maybe Loshna? Not to make a difference. Now, what's the difference? In this case?
Or Tamil after he became king and Tamil before he became king.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Within the same Kedach Yel Strass, within 9 minutes. He was made the king, but he didn't want the job. So he got it, rejected it, and then continued eating. So does it combine? You hear this, Kasha? Tif Sholei, let's answer it. Meha de Amar, Ula Amar of Yochanan. Achal chelev. If someone ate chelev, the hefresh carbon, and he's the designated carbon, the hamer dato, the hamer, and then he becomes a mumar. He goes off the derech. So what happens? He was a good boy. he made a mistake. He designated the carbon, and while he's waiting, he throws the whole religion away. Then the chazar bo. Then he does tshuva. So can he bring that carbon now? So the halach is, by the way, we don't accept the carbon from a mumar. We don't accept the carbon from a mumar. So but he's not a mumar anymore. So Gemara says, well, hol v'yidcha yidcha. Once he pushed it off, it's pushed off. In other words, when it was a mumar, it's pushed off. The fact that he's a tshuva now, that can't resurrect the carbon that was pushed off.
Can you push it every individual mitzvah, or you said the heck with religion?
We're going to get to that in a minute.
It's only problem with the carbon, though.
What?
It's only problem with the carbon.
Right, so the similar thing. When he became a melech, that second, we already said that if he's a melech, and then he continues eating, it doesn't combine. So once he becomes a melech, it's pushed off. You decline, it can't be resurrected. Doesn't happen by a mumar. That's the Gemara's raya. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true, it's not comparable. Hachi hashta? How could you compare that? Mumar, a mumar, lav bar asuya karbonu. He can't bring a carbon at all. Why? He's a mumar. Hi, over here, by the case of the melech, this guy, virus to your carbahu, he could bring a carbon, but we don't know which one. Not the same thing at all. Can't bring a raya at all. What are we going to say? Just because they made the announcement he's a melech, and he's pushed off? Why is he pushed off? By a mumar, he's pushed off because he became a mumar. Right?
He can bring a carbon, he changes it.
But it didn't change, all he changed is which carbon to bring. Okay. That's not the same thing as the mumar. The Gemara says not the same thing. What can I tell you?
Okay, the mumar, if you do tshuva in 1 second, you can bring
the
carbon.
No, not the same carbon.
Change the carbon. The carbon's the problem.
The carbon's the problem. The exact Gemara doesn't say that.
No, as he says, as a mumar lav baris
yitzchak. He can't bring a carbon. He can't bring any carbon.
Right.
He's rejected. Now he does tshuva. The tshuva is whole of a yitzchak yitzchak. Once it's rejected, it's rejected. You want to bring a new carbon? Go bring a new one. But the melech, what changed? He didn't change. The carbon changed. Is that the same thing? So they're going, not the same thing at all. Boy, mine, Ravzei, Ramir, Sheshes, Acha, Safek, Chela, Kishu, Hedyo. If he ate, listen to this one. He ate now a Safek, Chela, when he was a Hedyo. Vinishmane, then he becomes promoted. Vino, the law, Sveko. And now someone tells him, by the way, you ate a Safek, Chela. Mahu, what's the din? Ali, but there are abundant, Azu, Batsa, Ched. Of course, the abundant would say, we care about what happened when you did the Ched. Loti, Boyalach. Don't ask me any kasha, the mighty Asham Talut. He brings an Asham Talut. Why? Because the mistake was when he was a head yot, he brings an Asham Talut. The fact that he's a kina makes no difference. Makes no difference. El akiti by lachaliba de Rabbi Shimon. What about Rabbi Shimon? What's the story of Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara says like this. Mizishtani livadoi sin. Do we say? Mizishtani livadoi. That since he changes, if it would be a vadai, right? It changes, if it would be a vadai, why would it change if it was a vadai? Because it changes, what vadai? Right, if it would have been a vadai, he would not bring a carbon like a hedgehog, right? So, kiddush, shtein levadai, shtein lesafek. Since if it was a vadai, things would change. So now that it's a suffix, things also change. And he would not bring a carbon asham taloi or dilma. No, ki ishtani levadai. When does something change? The ishtani carbon didei. What changes? What changes is which carbon he brings. Avol hacha to lower ishtani carbon didei. The carbon doesn't change. It's still an asham taloi. What changes? He changed. Ema laisi asham taloi. He should bring the asham taloi. You know what? Teiku. You hear that case? Okay. Good? Next. You have it? Tanu Rabbanan. Me'am Ha'aretz. It says in the Torah, Me'am Ha'aretz, same passage we had before. Now we're going to get to your issue. What's a mumar? So again, this is a huge discussion. A very halakha l'maisa. If people today, walking around, Jews, meet them on the subway, you work with them, they're not from, what are they? So some of them are l'hachas. Most of them are not. Most of them are not. Even if they're not a, even if they know what a poor person means. They don't know. They know in such a distant kind of way. Yeah, that guy leaves at sundown. They know that. They don't really know. The only people who know are people that were brought up religious and then they decided to not be religious. Those people know. Otherwise, who knows? So, Ma'amar, at Pratla Mumar, that excludes a Mumar. Rishir Miyazi, Omar, Mishir Shimon. No. Ashalot, Sana, Ba'asham, Bishkaga, Ba'ashem. Tasha, Midiyaso, maybe Karbon, Al-Shay, Zasa. If somebody becomes from again, Losha, Midiyaso. If you didn't do Tshuva, A, maybe Karbon, Al-Shay, Zasa. You can't bring a Karbon. My Benayu, they both say the same thing. One said a Mumar, and one said someone who does Tshuva. It's the same thing. So Amar Rav Hamnuna, Mumar la'achal chaylev. No, one, the difference is like this. He's only a Mumar regarding chaylev. He can't buy kosher meat. It's too expensive. So he's a Mumar for that. But who may be carbon al-dam. Nobody drinks blood. So he made a mistake. He made a carbon chatos. He drank dam. Drank dam by mistake. He doesn't need to do that. He's not a Mumar for that. He's not a Mumar for that.
He just rejects the
kosher. So he ate chaylev. It's cheaper. So now he wants to be a carbon for dam. So do we accept that carbon? So that's the machloket, right? Iki benayim. Ma'arsavar, the Tanakhama holds, kivim de mumar lechel chaylev, since he's a mumar not to eat kosher, l'dam nami mumar havi. He's a mumar for everything. Ma'arsavar, Shimon holds, no, l'dam mi yashav mi diyasuhu. Regarding dam, he's doing tshuva. I would never eat dam the maize. Never would I do that. Kosher? That's a different story. It's too expensive. But dam, well, I'd never do that. So he's a mumar, not a mumar for that. Says Shimon, we'll take that carbon from him. The karmachatas, why not?
It's a partial mumar.
Right. Wait a minute. But we have a bride that says that if someone's a mumar for chaylev, everybody agrees he's not a mumar for dam. Everybody agrees to that. That can't be the distinction. Elohacha, you're right. Bedam ha'ochel nedeila l'tayavon. We're talking about be'ochel nedeila l'tayavon. He eats nedeila l'tayavon. Right? In other words, what does that mean? That means if he goes to a bar mitzvah, and they're serving kosher meat and non-kosher, he'll eat the kosher meat. He'll eat the kosher meat. The only reason he eats the trace meat is because it's a balsaiva. Whichever one's there is fine by him. He doesn't care. That's a different person. They're already a different person. That's most people. Most non-kosher people. That's what they are. So, nitzchal eflo b'shum v'achol. But then you know what happened? He actually bought the kosher meat. It was on sale, so he bought it. And somehow it got mixed up and he ate the trace meat by mistake. Does such a person bring a carbon? Look at this case. Such a person bring a carbon? That's the machlokas. Kamifugi. Mar Savar, the Tanakam holds kibbutz yavod achol b'mezid, since he'll eat treif b'mezid, mumar hu is a mumar. Therefore, he can't bring a carbon chatas for this. Umar Savar, Shimon holds no. Kibbutz the ilu is shachach et teira, if he would have kosher there, wachal isura, he will not eat the isur. He will not do that. Lav mumar hu. He's not a mumar. Okay? Tanar Ban, and I will go like this. Achal chaylev. If somebody's chaylev, right? B'mezid ze mumar. B'ezehu mumar. What's a mumar? Achal nevelos, trefos, gutsim, remotsim, shoshayinetzech, all those things. Ruda omar afalovish klayim, even if he wears shatnas. Omar mar, achal chaylev, yitz chaylev, b'mezid, ze mumar, b'ezehu mumar, achal nevelos. Mike omar. What does that phrase mean to say? What's a mumar? Chaylev. What's a mumar? Six more things. So omar rabbarachan omriach, and hachay v'hezer me. Achal chaylev, v'teyavon. If he was chaylev, v'teyavon. Right? That means you'll only eat chaylev if there's no kosher meat around. Why? Because you're big bal taiva. Kosher meat, 100% you'd prefer. But if it's not around, you're not going to go hungry. That you're not going to do. So therefore, that's called a mumar. L'hachit! You're going to eat treif even if you can eat kosher? Zau tzeduki. That's a tzeduki. Ve'ezehu mumar dibestom a tzeduki. Who is a mumar with the din of a tzeduki? Right? What does that mean? We're not sure. We're not sure. Havi Omer, Ochel Nevela, Trefa, Shkatzin, Veramatzin, Shasiyayinatzeh. Such a person is considered a Tzeduki. It's worse. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Omer, Afalovish Klayim, even if we had Klayim. My Benayu, what are you thinking Klayim in here for? What's Klayim? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Ikki Benayu, Klayim, Durabonon. It's Klayim, Durabonon. Not Durabonon, Durabonon. Mar Savar Tanakama holds midoraita havi mumar. The rabbanon lo havi mumar. If he's over and isn't the rabbanon, he's not a mumar for that. Umar Savar, no. That klayim kiven de mafarte misure. Everybody knows about klayim. Everybody knows about klayim. Everybody knows about that. Since everybody knows about it, not some detail some halacha no one ever heard of. Everybody knows about klayim. Therefore, afilu bi rabbanon havi mumar. Even mid rabbanon with some achmir. He's doing something that everybody knows about Klayim. Right? It's amazing, no? So as I'm reading this book by the chief rabbi, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, he says something so brilliant. He says people think that the way to keep Judaism is to do easy things. He says it's just the opposite. More Jews go to shul on Yom Kippur. It's the hardest one. The second most prevalent holiday that people commit, that people observe, is Pesach. The second hardest. The third is Sukkot. It's the hardest. That's hardest. The last one is Shavuot. Not hard, nothing to do. What do? You go to shul. That's the one that was the first to leave. Right? So brilliant. That's the thing. That the way to keep people, we have to make Judaism more user-friendly. He says, that's ridiculous. The more you have to work for something, the more you treasure it. So Yom Kippur asks the most out of you. It's the one that's hanging on the longest. Pesach asks the second most. So brilliant. The Shabbos is so. Maybe in those days it was. Maybe in those days, right? Such a brilliant idea. The whole book is so brilliant. Anyway, he says things that are just so true, and just people just. Anyway, Pligi Bar Vacha Ravina. Some say Lotiavon is Mumar, Lahache is Tzeduki. Chadama Lahache is Dami Mumar, El Eidu Tzeduki. What's a Tzeduki? Kol Oved Avodas Kochavim. They say, wait a minute. That's what you're telling me? Achal Parosh Echad Yitush Echad. If somebody eats a bug, Harez Mumar. That's a Mumar. Wait a minute. Vahachad Lahache too. Who eats a bug for Tzeduki? Nobody does that. Nobody does that. Right? Bakakarle Mumar, you called him Mumar. So once you're right. However, this is what this guy did. Hasan the Amar Etom Tam Di Sura. I want to know what it tastes to eat things that are not kosher. I would love to taste something not kosher. It's not really Tayavo, but it's not Lahakh Sida. Okay? Yeah. Let's try to get to the Mishnah in 1 minute, and then in 2 minutes, and then we'll stop over here. You know, so luckily, I mean, I hate being so behind, but luckily, Thursday stopping. I didn't want to. I wanted to try to give an introduction to Kudshim. I wanted to spend 20 minutes doing that. So let's see how far we get. Let's go. We have one more minute. Ezu Nasi Demelech. Mati, this is what we said before. Tana Rabbanon. Nasi, what's a Nasi? Yachal, I would think Nasi, Shevet, Kinachra Ben Amin Adav. Maybe it means a shave. A Nasi of a shaver, like... What's the word nothing? It doesn't mean a melech. It means a prince. Talmud Lama, no. We call Mitzvah Hashem Elokav. Well, halon omel man yilmod yira et Hashem Elokav. Ma lahalon she'ein al gabav el Hashem Elokav. Ach nothing yira gabav el Hashem Elokav. But when we have Yimei Rebchia, chigon ani ma'u b'tzi'ir. What about me? What am I? I'm like the nothing. I'm the nothing of the Taisho right now. If I would have been alive during the time of the Beit HaMikdash and I did something with Shogi, would I be the din of a nothing? I'm a lake. No, Hatzeretzcha b'Bavel. Bavel's on top of you. You're in Eretz Yisrael. The rulership of Bavel is better than you. Eitzvei, wait a minute. Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Beis David. There were two kingdoms. There were two malachim. Elu mevim la'atman, ve'elu mevim la'atman. They both brought. So I'm a lake. The Gemara says, yeah, because over there, Hatzem lo kaifi ha'davi. Neither one was subservient to the other. Hacha anan kaifi l'hu l'didhu. We're subservient to Bavel. Bavel has more authority than us. Bubble more authority than Eretz Yisrael. How do you know that? Aside from Asni Hachi. Boy, my neighbor, Rabbi Meir Rechia, if you're going, Ani, Mahu, Batsair, Amalei, Hacha, Hasam, Shevet, Hacha, Machoke. They're in Bavel, they have a Shevet, they're a rod. Meaning, they have authority, they have punishment, they're in charge. Hacha, over here, Machoke, we're just teachers. We're just lawgivers. Titania, Lo Yasha, Shevet, Mahuda, Yehuda, Zer, Rosh, Agolos, have a Bavel. That's Bavel. Shevet is Omachel. They rule with an iron fist. Machoke b'bein Raglav, Elu b'nei banav shel Hillel. That, what's the Machoke b'bein Raglav? That's the children of Hillel, shel Malam Torah b'sober Rabim. They learn Torah. They're rulers, they're people of authority. No, they're just rebellion. Not to we're subservient to them. Therefore, we would not have the din, even though Malchus and Malchus did have such a din. Okay, we'll stop here. We're very behind. Hopefully we'll catch up by Thursday. We have to. Everybody have a good day and a good Chodesh.